Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
If you like progressive and atmospheric sounds of Alt-J, then you need to listen to Low Totem. Earlier this week, I caught up with Rhys Maslin, the man behind up-and-coming band Low Totem, who are based between Edinburgh and London, about their debut performance at Shepherd's Bush Hall next month.
So I'm here with Rhys Maslin from Low Totem. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. So tell me, how did Low Totem come to be created?
It's been a few years in the making, to be honest. It definitely started with me writing on my own, trying to pick up a guitar and get some songs going. And then a couple of years of that, making demos before finally joining forces with the band that it is now, which is Mikey on the viola and Amanda on the drums. So definitely a few years of kind of building to where we are now with the setup.
Did you do all the arranging, or was it quite an organic process putting your music to the arrangement with the instruments?
Yeah, to be quite honest, I definitely like really enjoy the arranging side. So a lot of that kind of exists already. But then I definitely joined forces an awful lot with Mikey, where we kind of just bring it to reality, if you know what I mean, instead of plugging it all into a computer and actually doing what sounds good in person, because sometimes that doesn't always translate straight away. But it's definitely a collaboration that after I bring it to him, for sure.
Still Searching and Bella Figura, a previous project of yours, do you feel that Low Totem gives you the creative outlet that you weren't achieving before?
I guess it's all about the learning curve, really, that I got with the old bands. I definitely had a big input with those projects, but all the lessons I've learned, as well as songwriting, but also just being in a band, have pushed on towards Low Totem. I enjoy the control that I have with Low Totem, where I'm expressing on my terms. I enjoy collaborating still, and I definitely play with other people, but as Low Totem goes, yes, I suppose that's kind of my place to express exactly what I want to express, and it's not really blurred or anything.
Yeah, it's everything that's in the output is from you. There's no interference with that.
I guess I can bring it to a certain point where I know what message I want to put across, and then I kind of bring it to, you know, other people to then contribute. But I definitely do enjoy the side of Low Totem that is me getting to build it up to that point where I feel comfortable bringing it to the guys.
You've released an EP already. Things have sort of been picking up quite a pace over the last couple of months for you guys.
Yeah.
Any murmurings of an album on the horizon?
Well, that's the dream, to be honest. That is what we want to be doing. It's all about just making it happen at this stage, because obviously we're still chipping away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about getting it all together, because we have a lot written, but it's all about getting it done.
Do you guys all have full-time jobs and you're doing this around it?
Yeah, exactly. It's all one of those things where we wish we could click our fingers and it'd be recorded, but it's just so much logistics behind making that happen, especially when, yeah, we've all got jobs that are all separate to this as well, trying to try and sustain the music that we all want to do.
In this day and age with the internet and digital music, people have to be a bit more creative about how you promote yourself. How's that journey been for you guys?
It's definitely been a learning curve, the whole thing, because I wouldn't say any one of us is really that well-versed in social media, to be honest. But it's something we're definitely getting used to and enjoying using, because it's the best way for people to know about us. A few good things have come out of all that stuff. We had a little bonus that came along for us a couple of weeks ago, and that we were put on Spotify's Hot New Bands playlist. So that's definitely generated
fantastic.
Kind of
what a recognition.
More interest. Yeah, no, we're definitely excited about that. It's very cool.
Now, considering you guys are fairly new, the video that you put together for Sleuth is fantastic. How did that all come about?
That was probably one of the first things we thought of. With Low Totem, like I say, learning curves we've had from all our previous projects, we definitely wanted to start strong and not put out things that we weren't totally proud of. So that music video, actually, we did well over a year and a half ago. We've been sitting on it for a little while, just kind of gearing towards this last few months, because we wanted to use it at the right time. But yeah, I know that idea for that video had been written a good couple of years ago, and then we got the chance to film it about a year and a half ago, which was really exciting. And yeah, definitely releasing it out properly was kind of rewarding to finally have people seeing it.
Was it not really painful smashing up that piano for the video?
I think especially Mikey had a problem with that, to be honest. He felt better when he looked at it and realized it wasn't necessarily a nice piano, which made him feel better. But yeah, I guess morally we weren't so sure, but it definitely fit the story that we were going for, and it was the only way of really conveying the passion that we actually feel for that song. So we felt that it was a price we had to pay, although it was a little bit painful, to be honest.
So secretly you really enjoy smashing up.
Maybe it's once in a lifetime, isn't it? I probably won't do it again.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
But
On the 10th of May, you guys are going to be performing at Bush Hall in London. It's very
that's
exciting
right, yeah.
prospects for you guys. What can people expect from your debut performance?
Well, we've got a few people on board because obviously we've got the bass three of us. So it's myself playing guitar, etc., and then Mikey viola and Amanda on drums. But for our set at Bush Hall, we have also our bass player coming along, and then we have horns, so trumpets, trombones, and
Wow.
piano and everything. So the sound will be bigger. People can kind of expect a true reflection on how we want to sound, to be honest. We've definitely been working towards it for a long time, and we're excited. Like the fullness that adding all these instruments provides is exciting for us, for sure.
Yeah, it really allows you to tap into that big live impact on
Yeah,
the audience.
exactly.
Cool. And is it just you guys performing? Are you going to have any support?
Yeah, so we've got one support act of a band called Sayers. They're also based in London. And yeah, they think they're doing quite well at the moment, so it'll be nice to have them along.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Reed. We look
That's all
forward to
right.
hearing about some more new music. Do let us know here at RNIB Connect
Of
Radio,
course.
and best of luck with your gig next month.
Thanks very much.
No worries. Take care.
Bye now.
Make sure you tune into a little alternative to hear how their gig went.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.